Although Russian pianist, composer, and conductor Sergei Rachmaninoff became an international star, his first symphony was considered a failure when it was premiered in 1897 and was not performed again during the composer's lifetime. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, today it's regarded much differently.
Rachmaninoff was 24 at the disastrous premiere of his first symphony in St. Petersburg, conducted by Alexander Glazunov. Speculation abounds as to why it failed.
There's the legend about Glazunov being maybe not in the best state, that he had a bit too much vodka.
Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin also considers the context.
Imagine that when there's a symphony by a very young composer who is a great pianist, great piano student, but not yet recognized as a great composer, it can easily be taken lightly by the musicians, by the people in charge.
Taken lightly and misunderstood. Yannick says elements in the symphony foreshadow future works.
There is so much in it. Rachmaninoff is preparing his entire artistic life with this. It's setting the table for the things to come. Yes, it's a dark work, but it's also the young man's work. A young man determined to get a hold of his own demons, which is his own destiny.
In 1944, the year after Rachmaninoff died, the score was rediscovered and the work revived. Its second performance was in Moscow in 1945. 3 years later, Eugene Ormandy led the Philadelphia Orchestra in a successful U.S. premiere.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.